Hey everyone, welcome to the press for September 23rd, 2022. Ryan Ballinger, good to have you here with us for today's live Bet Friday show. Unfortunately, we don't have the best live action this week. We've got the Open Day France going on right now. It's the afternoon wave at Le Golf National in Paris is out on the golf course. And then we are just about an hour and a half away, a little less than an hour and a half away from the start of the second day of the President's Cup. And already underway this morning is the first round of the Pure Insurance, the Walmart Northwest Arkansas Championship. The Pure Insurance Championship gets underway a little bit later on today. But the if you're looking at DraftKings, you don't really get any live action on the LPGA from DraftKings, so you might as well kiss that goodbye. Hopefully you got in your pre-tournament bets as we talked about. We're looking at Minji Lee, Nasa Hataoka, Carlotta Seganda, maybe a little sprinkle on Stacey Lewis just for fun. And that's pretty much going to be the card this week on the LPGA. But if you're looking to try to get some live action in and you missed it on the European Tour, the DP World Tour, it's probably a ship that has long sailed. Rasmus Højgaard shot 65 today in the second round, following up a 62 to open up the tournament. So he's at 15 under 127 at the halfway mark. He is in the clubhouse. There are two players in the clubhouse at 7 under par total. They are next best on the leaderboard. Alexander Bjork, who we talked about, head of the tournament at, I believe, 40-1. And Antoine Rosner, Frenchman, he's also in the house, shot 66 today. Bjork could not improve on the 64 that he opened with. He shot level par. So 7 under total is anyone that's closest is nearest to Højgaard at this point, and the odds market kind of responds accordingly. Of course, when you're up 8 on the field, usually that implies you're going to win this thing. Now, Le Golf National is a golf course where there's a lot of water in play. There's a lot of danger that lurks around pretty much every corner, and Højgaard has had some problems in the past closing things out, not necessarily meaning that he couldn't do it, just didn't get there as cleanly as maybe you would hope or want if you have a win ticket on him. So it's not necessarily over, but I think if you look at who's out there right now, Nikolai's 70-1, but Rasmus Højgaard is -225 to win the tournament right now, -1400 to finish in the top five, and -6000, basically near certainty to finish in the top 10. In fact, basically a certainty finish in the top 10. So after that, you got Rosner at +1600 to win. Thomas Peters, who is out on the golf course while we're recording this, he's just a few handful of holes into his round, but he is 10 back of the lead through 8 holes now. And the other guy on the golf course that's 5 under total and probably some kind of threat, I guess, would be, well, you could say Jamie Donaldson because he's won before, but he's through 11 holes, still in 5 under, even par for the round. George Kutsi, from South Africa, 5 under total through 7 holes. James Morrison, 5 under through 7 holes, or 5 under, even par through 5 holes in his second round. I mean, none of these guys are really threats to win. Tommy Peters is probably the only guy that's a threat right now. And again, he is 10 back. He's still +1600. Alexander Bjork, who we've talked about, is 22-1 to finish as the champion of the week. But still very interesting and potentially compelling, +175 on a top five bet. Might be worth jumping in here. I mean, if you already got Bjork, like I did before the tournament, then I don't see any reason to add. There's no reason to chase here. You're not hedging anything. There's no point. But if you didn't catch him, I think he's probably the one viable candidate here. Antoine Rosner maybe, but I think Bjork is probably the more likely candidate. Paul Barjon is 25-1. He's also out there on the golf course. He's 7 under total, 1 under first round through 5 holes. So he could improve if you think he's going to pull off something here in the next 13 holes and maybe get himself within 5. That might not be a bad hedge. And Barjon's proven he can play well on pretty much any tour. Beyond that, I don't know where you go. I don't think you can go anywhere. I think that's it. beyond that. Again, Donaldson, 55-1. He's 10 back. I don't even know why you entertain that. James Morrison, 10 back, 75-1. Don't entertain it. Just you are down to 5 guys at this point, maybe 6, depending on how frisky you want to feel. But that's where this thing is. And Unfortunately, there's not a whole lot to work with beyond that. This is it. So if you want to take some minus money on Højgaard holding a 8-shot lead relative to the at least his draw going into the weekend, okay, good luck to you. But I think your better play here is probably to just try to find either a top 5, top 10 bet you feel comfortable with the players who are at 7 under, who might do better than 7 under once the afternoon wave is over. Maybe think about that. If you didn't get Bjork, I get him. Maybe look at Barjan if you think he's going to do something. Other than that, that's pretty much what we got here. And that's kind of unfortunate. Like I said, DraftKings does not offer live odds on what's happening with the LPGA. They never have. I don't know why they don't. It'd be really interesting to do so. You might have to find another book to do that. Depending on where you live, depending on your jurisdiction, you may get different odds available to you. But at least where I am here in the DMV and in the Washington, D.C. area, that is the reality. Let's go to the President's Cup. Again, not exactly sure why you would bet this. I have no idea why you would bet at all for the Americans and the Internationals, one way or the other. It was 4-1 yesterday. Should have been 5-0, or at least 4.5-0. That's a format the Americans dominated. They're now plus 43 in foursomes in the history of the President's Cup. So, you know, they were kind of expected to do well. But today you've got four balls, which is better known as better ball. There is some potential for the Internationals to maybe close the gap or at least not bleed as much. Keep it under 9 points heading into the weekend. It is still a possibility for the Americans to win this thing on Saturday. But right now, if you look at the betting market, the Americans are priced to be a 97% certainty to win. They are minus 2,500. The Internationals don't even get that same level of respect because there's draw in the cards. Plus 2,000 if you think they're going to somehow win this thing, which, hey, they've got to win 14.5 of the remaining 25 points. That doesn't sound like a lot, but that's what they've got to win. And the Americans don't need that many. So it is still pretty difficult. Draw 22-1. Again, I don't even see a universe where that's possible. If you wanted to look at day two scores, I think this is an interesting market here because this is day two specific scores. These are not scores total. These are scores for the day. So you do have some action here. And if you look at the lineup on the board, US 3-2 leads at plus 250. US 4-1 is plus 350. US 3.5-1.5 is plus 450. Internationals plus 550, but a tie session, 2.5, 2.5 could be interesting. And then you kind of go way down the board. Somehow the Internationals sweeping the matches today would get you 150-1. And if you bet that, you must like money, lighting money on fire, because that is absolutely not going to happen. And if it does, kudos to you for figuring that out. I don't see how that's possible with the lineup that's out there. The five matches for today: Spieth and Thomas against Scott and Cam Davis, Scottie Scheffler and Sam Burns, who were the only team to lose yesterday, despite largely being up for 14 holes of the match yesterday, taking on Sungjae Im and Sebastian Munoz. Kevin Kisner and Cam Young take on Mito Pereira, who blew up on the 18th hole yesterday, and Christian Bezuidenhout, who sat. Patrick Cantlay and Xander Schauffele, who destroyed Adam Scott and Hideki Matsuyama in alternate shots, 6 and 5. They play Hideki Matsuyama again, this time paired with Tom Kim. Actually could be, I think, the best match of the day. And then Billy Horschel and Max Homa team up. Tony Finau goes to the bench. And you have Corey Connors and Taylor Pendrith, Team Canada, taking them on in the anchor match at 12:35 p.m. I think if you look at the most likely outcomes here, right, you're probably going to favor Spieth Thomas over Scott Davis, although Davis played very well yesterday. Could be a match. Scheffler Burns, I think, want revenge. I think they're going to smoke Im and Munoz because I think Im's going to basically play by himself. Kevin Kisner, Cam Young, two very different styles of golf, but both work against Christian Bezuidenhout, who's just frankly too short to be playing on this golf course, and Mito Pereira, who probably has some issues in his headspace right now after yesterday, kind of choking everything away with the tee shot on 118. Cantlay Schauffele, I don't see how they lose to Matsuyama and Tom Kim, but Tom Kim could make this interesting. He could reinvigorate Hideki Matsuyama after yesterday. I could see a world where there's a draw or a 3-2 to the Internationals. Maybe it's worth a look at plus 550. I think it's properly priced at 3-2 to the U.S. at plus 250. So if I were going to look at two things, I would look at US 3-2 plus 250. I would look at the internationals of plus 550 and leave everything else alone. I just don't see a world where this isn't some kind of outcome. But you never know. It's match play. That's why we watch these things. That's why we bet on these things, because you just can't guarantee an outcome. But I can pretty much guarantee the internationals are not going to win 5-0. So you can leave that one off your betting card for this week, for today. Matchups today, if you want to look at that, just kind of reflects the market in which we are in. But Spieth and Thomas are minus 180 against Scott Davis, plus 155. Scheffler Burns, minus 170 against M. Munoz, plus 145. Young Kisner, minus 140 against Bezuidenhout Pereira, which is seemingly the second most competitive matchup relative to the betting markets. Cantlay Schauffele, minus 175 against Matsuyama Tom Kim, plus 150. Horschel Homa, minus 135 against Team Canada. Connors Pendrith, plus 115. I think if you were going to try to take some money here on the internationals, you'd probably look at Tom Kim and Matsuyama, and you'd probably look at Team Canada. Those are probably your best opportunities. If I were going to make a card trying to parlay this whole thing together, I think you would look at Spieth and Thomas to win, and then you would look at Scheffler Burns in a revenge spot to win. I would look at Young Kisner to win, because I just don't think Bezuidenhout's going to be relevant here, but I could see why you might consider that, but I wouldn't. I'd look at Matsuyama and Tom Kim, but I don't know how you do that confidently. I'd stick with Cantlay Schauffele because they just seemingly are unstoppable. And then you have your anchor match here. Maybe you go Connors Pendrith just to get some plus money on the board, even though I think Billy Horschel is going to be fired up to play in his first professional team match competition and his first team match competitions since the 2007 Walker Cup, when he was just annoying as hell to Rory McIlroy. But if you wanted to put a little bit on Connors Pendrith, if you took the Americans and the other four, you would have basically plus 1330 money on a five-way parlay there. I don't like that idea, but if you wanted to just have something spicy for today, that would be the way that I go. If you wanted to put in a mega upset Matsuyama and Tom Kim in there instead of Cantlay Schauffele, I don't think I would... I could see it happening, but it seems so difficult to me with the way Cantlay Schauffele played yesterday. I think you're more likely upset as Cam Davis kind of playing fired up and beating Spieth Thomas. And then you, instead of taking that, now you have a plus 2245, if that's the way you wanted to go. The Americans 1-3, the Internationals 1-2. They won the first and last matches. Not worth it to me. I don't think you're going to get there, but maybe if you want to sprinkle $5 and have a sweat this afternoon, that's something worth looking at. Other than that, to lead first, you have bets on that and all the matches. They're effectively all favored to the Americans, just like you would expect. Hole 18 to be played in any of the matches. No is minus 185. And I can't say that that's going to happen with certainty. But we only got there twice. We got there twice yesterday, right? Two matches yesterday got there. So if you're going to try to figure that out, if you want to play no all the way through, all five matches, never get there, you still get plus 767. I think that might be worth looking at. It is rare to see a four-ball match get to 18. Usually one team just dominates the other. I mean, it happens, but I think more often than not, you're not getting to 18. That could be a really interesting no parlay today. Golfer props, top point scorer. We've obviously established the market here after one day. Xander Schauffele, who was plus 700 at the start of the week, is now tied with Justin Thomas and Patrick Cantlay. Cantlay was plus 750, by the way. We told you about that as a good value. Then Max Homa plus 700. Cam Young plus 900. Cam Davis plus 1600. I still would not even touch that. And then if you're still thinking about an international somehow, Taylor Pendrith plus 4,000. Again, I wouldn't go there, but at this point, I think you're kind of sticking with the top of the board. You're sticking with Schauffele and Cantlay and maybe Thomas if you haven't thought about it. Jordan Spieth's in there, plus 500 as well. Top U.S. point score, Schauffele Cantlay tie, plus 350. Little disparity here. Justin Thomas at plus 400 as the top scorer for the United States. Same number, but gets shorter for Schauffele, and Cantlay goes down to plus 350. So something worth potentially exploiting there. If you want to think about top point scorer overall, go get your better money on Shoffley and Cantlay if you haven't got him already. Digging deep down the board, Tony Finau sat, even though he won a point, he's sitting today. Sam Burns lost a point, so those guys are at 30-1. Billy Horschel, who sat, and Kevin Kisner, who sat, they're the deepest odds. 8,000 for Horschel, 130-1 for Kisner. Wouldn't even really entertain that market. And then top international team point scorer, Cam Davis is plus 300. Siwoo plus 450. Don't touch. Hideki plus 700. I still think Tom Kim 9-1 is your play. Cam Davis may play well and may get a singles point, but Tom Kim at plus 900 would be my one and only play there at this point. And that's it. That's the whole thing. I wouldn't touch any of the whole one winner bets on either of the matches today. Just not worth it to me. Ties, frankly, most common, and it's minus 200 represented as such. So if you're thinking about that kind of bet, I would go with the does the match get to 18 bet over the whole one bet. Much less variance to worry about there. And you basically get better action trying to think about none of them getting to 18. All right, that's going to do it for us today on the press. Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate it. We'll be back tomorrow with a little bit of a recap of day two of the President's Cup. Some revised markets on point scorers. We'll look a little bit about what happened on the French Open, how everything wrapped up in round two. We'll see if we get any updated odds on the Pure Insurance Championship at Pebble Beach once that gets underway this afternoon, or with the Walmart Northwest Arkansas Championship on the LPGA. We'll apprise you of that as well. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Ryan Ballingy. We'll talk to you tomorrow.